Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, I have had 2 hours sleep on the plane. Got up at about 4 this morning, took about a 30-minute nap in the hotel room. Got up at 4 because I was working through the night filing videos, and then got on the plane, maybe slept an hour and a half, so a total of about 2 hours. So bear with me today. Our plane landed about 35 minutes ago at Austin-Bergstrom International Airport. It is the 8th day of January, 2013. I am your host, Alex Jones. And quite frankly, I never thought they'd even put me on CNN because they know live on air I would basically run over them. You notice I didn't even wear a sports jacket or a tie or anything like that because I don't respect that show. It's got 500,000 viewers on average. Today and yesterday, it's the number one Twitter term in the country, Alex Jones. A lot of that is because of our radio listeners, but also DrudgeReport.com pushing the story and really being there to help, you know, show our side of what's happening. I walked in here, I don't know, 10 minutes ago, literally, and I was back in the coffee room trying to get some coffee and wake up here. I'm wearing the same shirt I was wearing last night on Piers Morgan. And that's how much I've been moving here. And he was on CNN playing a clip from earlier. It's wall to wall. Tonight is about the Alex Jones fallout. And of course, they don't want to hear from me. And they're attacking the First Amendment. In fact, I mean, I heard it bigger than Dallas. McGreen says it's been on all day long, where they're saying this man has too big a platform. So see, they're going from saying I don't exist to saying we have too big a platform. Because imagine, let me explain something. I've been at CNN 10 years ago in New York. I was in CNN about 6 years ago in New York. I was in CNN 2 years ago in New York. The same place, same studios. That place looks like a bombed out World War One. No, scratch that. It looks like Hitler's bunker. And I thought maybe they just put me in a, it was in a studio green room with Fareed Zakaria's picture on the wall. And I thought, well, maybe this is just so torn up carpet, feces all over the toilet and the floor of the bathroom. I thought, well, maybe this is just this green room. So I went into the green room that had the Kennedys in it right before they arrived, some Kennedys pitching a book, and it was rotting. And let me tell you something, folks. New York City is a giant tomb. When this country goes into full depression, you do not want to be in there. I mean, I was at a restaurant, not even that fancy, last night, getting some dinner after we got off the plane. You know, I got up at 5 a.m. yesterday. I'm not bragging, hey, I haven't slept. The reason I look like hell is, folks, I'm a race car that doesn't do pit stops. I mean, I am just pushing it as hard as I can. And I ordered not even something very expensive off the menu. And there were people watching when we were eating, watching what others were eating. Everyone was talking about money around me. And this is in Midtown Manhattan, one of the wealthier areas. This country's just in deep trouble. And Mayor Bloomberg is going to bankrupt all those people to put them in coffin size for the coffin city. Once a great American city, the Big Apple is now a rose-colored, apple-colored coffin. And they have these little 250-square-foot rooms where they're going to charge you so much tax, you and your whole family are going to live in that. Well, he lives in a giant, you know, mansion, penthouse with just festooned with armaments and guards with weapons everywhere, and he takes off the roof in his fleet of helicopters. And he's even bought a tilt-wing aircraft. They have a smaller Osprey. And I'm not against someone having money. He just got it all from inside deals on the stock market. But and we had, you know, like, it's like, really? There's like detective goons following us around and bugging their eyes out at us and then coming up and saying that, I mean, it was just unbelievable. And now Piers Morgan's talking about trying to get rid of my First Amendment rights. They want the guns. They want us disarmed. Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Tatler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is Tuesday, the 8th day of January, 2013. I am your host, Alex Jones. And what's happening in this country is countless globalists are brought in. Not just Piers Morgan, but synthetic citizens like Fareed Zakaria, the Bilderberg globalist trader. And they're in here to basically, when I say trader, he's in there with all these foreign globalists and our politicians, part of the program to overthrow our republic and bring in a global corporate dictatorship and restrict our Second Amendment. All of these guys get up there on television, and you've got the official communist Chinese People's Daily and their news saying Obama take the guns, wage the war now. You've got just all sorts of globalists pushing this just to get us used to foreigners and globalists and foreign corporations and foreign banks telling us what to do like we're some occupied third world country going under neo-colonial gunboat diplomacy. But it's not a foreign nation colonializing us. It's the global megabanks. Now, bear with me today, ladies and gentlemen, because I've had about 2 hours sleep and, again, left yesterday at got up at 5 a.m. to make the trek to the TSA situation. And there's that whole story and that whole report that we need to print off and get ready with those photos. We actually have the raw video, but didn't have time to upload it. So we had to get on a plane. We'll do that soon. So it was just me and Rob Dew that went to New York to be on Piers Morgan. and that most people had their shoes off. They were just waving everybody through, and the scanners were off. And I said, hey, I don't want to wear mine. I don't want to take my shoes off. The woman said, oh, come on, Mr. Jones. And she, I'd already shown him my boarding pass in the front at the first checkpoint. And the TSA's even put out a report. One of the few times I've ever seen them tell the truth and basically confirm what I, you know, had said in the report that got written by Paul Watson and then posted at drudgereport.com and went viral from there. And then we got to New York, and immediately upon getting to our hotel, there were plainclothes detectives outside and then inside. And, you know, it's just a classic undercover type cops, obviously very corrupt generally. They're working under Bloomberg in a mafia-run city like that. Where they're just like guys out of a movie, you know, chewing gum and staring at you like it's going to intimidate you. I mean, it intimidates me, and not in the way you think. It makes me have sorrow that our human species has slumped so far down and that good men and women have cowered to you bullies. So I was pretty wound up once I got on the broadcast, and I give myself about an A, not an A+, not a B+, not a B-. I give myself about an A. What I wanted to do was point out that we have a foreign globalist here in our midst, and that Dianne Feinstein, I had a whole bunch of stuff I wanted to get to, and I got to a lot of it, but not all of it. And today I'm going to read over some of the, like, I have some notes that are in my wallet. I'm not sure where I put my wallet. I may have dumped it out there with my phones, but I had some notes that I wanted. Thank you. I had some notes I wanted to go over here on air, some of the points I did get to, some of the points I didn't get to. We'll have Rob New pop in sometime during the next hour to talk about the police following us around. I mean, it was so ridiculous. This is while we're walking around New York, because I wanted to walk around to wake up, because I've been up since 5 a.m. This is about 7 o'clock at night. And we walk around here, we walk around there, and there were the guys following us around like nerds in a secret agent movie, talking into their sleeves and talking into their windbreakers. And sometimes you'd walk up on one and they'd turn and then walk into the wall like they were a robot or something. I mean, I've seen Secret Service out at events and they act just like children and all get into the secret agentness and imagine that they're 007. 007 doesn't exist. The real 007s are with the children grabbed out of backyards this week, flying them off to the Saudi princess. Flying them off to Saudi Arabia. We know they have one of the biggest white slavery operations in the world. They got thousands of those princes. They're the biggest. I think most rich people just want caviar in a big house, but not the globalist. And so they see us as food. And see, I don't see myself as food. And being up there around all the fake CNN people, and I said, let me guess how this is going to go. You're going to have victims' families on up against me. I said this last Friday talking to them. Oh, no, no. I said, I don't mind that. They go, oh, no, no, no. All they did was lie, which was good because I could tell when they were lying. So I knew exactly what they do, and I knew. I told Rob, I said, flying up there yesterday morning, I said, they're going to bring up little factoids and try to make a hinge on that, like what type of gun did this mass murder? What type of gun did that mass murder? And I predicted it wasn't hard. It's M4 AR-15 variant. But, Piers, I have the FBI statistics of the overall 20-plus percent and growing crime rate drop as gun ownership has accelerated. And here it is. Statistics prove more guns, less crime. Inconvenient facts that gun control lobby cannot answer. And this is from 2007 to 2011. It goes back to the 50s. This is off local police numbers and federal combined. You can see here about a 10% drop in the last. I mean, most of this drop has happened just the last 5-6 years, but before that, it was also dropping. It's not as fast. And I tried to give him this. You know, I tried to give him that information. He didn't want to have a real debate. And I could read his cue cards when we went to the first break, and it was all, what is the number of people shot at Aurora? You know, what is the number of people shot at Sandy Hook? And it was all just going to be Perry Mason, like, what color is the tile in the entryway of the south entrance of Buckingham Palace? And he didn't want to have a real debate. He's like, we're here having a reasonable debate right now. So I knew, hammer down, get that intel out. I also told the crew, I said they're going to bring up the fact that I pointed out government-sponsored terrorism. Sure enough, they did that. And the real show was what went on inside that big studio. It's like a gymnasium with black walls. I've never been in that particular old Larry King studio, but I was in the one right next to it with Joy Behar, a few other shows. The point is that I'm in there, and they came in and were like, we need to cut this now. I could hear them all talking behind the cameras, and all of a sudden there were all these managers and security people just from the first interview, you know, the first segment, 3 or 4 minutes. And Pierce is like, nope, we can't. And he didn't communicate anything else. It was just, nope, we got to go ahead. Obviously, because I had predicted they would check it out. 3 segments. They did 2. He panicked. I was so looking forward to Alan Dershowitz, the so-called constitutional lawyer, that said on the show after I left that I shouldn't be able to own guns and I'm dangerous. No, the government that's got the biggest prison population in the world and ships guns to Mexico and runs drugs into the country and has been involved injecting black people with syphilis, and I just mentioned that because everybody knows about Tuskegee. There's thousands of other declassified murders of U.S. troops, black, white, Hispanic, doesn't matter, towns sprayed with nerve gas. That's who we need to watch having the guns, as George Washington, Thomas Jefferson, Benjamin Franklin, Thomas Paine, all of them told us over and over again in history has shown. And I'm walking out, and they're like, leave now. And the security's like, now. I'm like, well, I'm going to get our bag out of the green room. And these guys just really wanted to be tough guys. Because here they are in this rotting. Because I've been to CNN. I'm trying to think. That studio 3 times and the one next door once. So 4 times total. Folks, I've been in those exact rooms. It literally looked like a gas station bathroom in the worst part of town. It was rotting. And those people were in hell. It's a skeleton of what it was. It's a globalist operation, and they're nothing. That's why they're saying, tonight's show, Alex Jones, because they're now reporting. I was just searching it when I was driving. Dude's like, better stop that, you're driving. Record ratings, record Twitter, everything. They're like, oh, tonight it'll all be Alex Jones, but Alex Jones won't be there. And how he's a victim. You know, I told him, he said, so you want me deported right before I went live? And I said, no. I did that to get attention to the fact that, you know, you're trying to take our First Amendment. Obviously, Obama. By the way, the White House responded at the end of the show, saying they'll respond officially, which they never do to petitions they don't like, but they were forced to on this one, 100-something thousand signatures. But that obviously free expression is our most important value. The guy is involved in operations against this country, and obviously I know he isn't going to be deported. I want to point out that we can culturally deport him. He's already been culturally deported from England. Every newspaper in England, Watson tells me, including the physical ones that he's seen, have this on the cover or close to the cover, and it's all how I've attacked the British people. No, the British people have been taken over by globalists and used to fund their worldwide empire while sucking you dry, the host. And now they sucked England dry by the end of World War One. Now they've moved on to us, okay? And that's when the British Empire moved over here. He wrote 3 different books on it, Winston Churchill, The History of the English-Speaking Peoples. I've only read one of them. I read the latter one because I wanted to know that history. You know, he calls us the American cousins and this whole cutesy relationship. You know, to say that I'm anti-British or anti-Welsh or anti-Scottish or any of that is just asinine, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Welsh, English, you know, Scottish, Irish, the whole nine yards. I mean, I am, and it's all Gaelic to begin with. It's all Celtic. But that's what they're trying now in the newspapers over there. I want England to get their guns back. You know, they armed the British population, government armed during World War II in case they got invaded. They had weapons before that. They had a low crime rate because they were gentlemanly. Now they have a crime rate triple what it was 15 years ago when they took the guns. And I've got all the statistics, and I tried to give them to Piers Morgan. He knows all that. Kept trying to explain. They kill you with knives and hatchets and beating people's brains in at more people per capita in your country of, what, 68, 70 million people. I guess the whole UK is more than that. And it just didn't matter. So now they're making it about the First Amendment. And the whole enemy is going to throw themselves against us now. So you need to pray for us, support us, and understand the trolls at the COINTELPRO. Cognitive Infiltration, Cass Sunstein School are going to be working overdrive to try to attack the First Amendment, and they may be coming after us.
Looking back on 2012, we ask ourselves, how did we ever survive? From natural disasters like Hurricane Sandy and the devastating summer drought, to the family hardships brought on by a disastrous economy. Our hearts go out to those that have lost everything. At eFoods Direct, we hear from customers every day that are fortunate enough to weather life's storm by having a supply of food on hand. After Hurricane Sandy, Danny from New York City wrote, "Almost all the grocery stores are closed, but I managed to get my eFoods just in time to be able to help my sister and niece. It is better to be prepared 10 years too early than one day too late. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Heed the warnings and do what Alex has done. Call 800-409-5633 today or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and build your food supply. It's the best tasting non-GMO long-term storable food on the planet. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
It's time for a home security quiz. Answer this. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $35? Yes, it's Fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. It's like a lamp on a timer, but far more convincing. And for only $34.95, Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. Go to FakeTV.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388. Or go to FakeTV.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
HempUSA.org has a newly designed website and a new and improved detoxification product. Order our new Microplant Powder Gold loaded with vitamins, minerals, iodine, and probiotics, and we'll send you our travel-size Microplant Powder absolutely free. Microplant Powder only at HempUSA.org. Call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. And see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you only at HempUSA.org. Only this offer ends January 31st.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. 866-229-0927. Or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Come, you masters of war. Here that build the big guns.
Yeah, you build the big guns.
Here that build the death planes.
Build to destroy.
Here that build all the bombs.
You play with our world.
Here that hide behind walls.
Like it's your little toy.
Here that hide behind discs.
Hide behind walls and desks.
I just don't want you to know I can see through your masks.
You that ain't ever done nothing.
You that never done nothing. But built to destroy.
Here it is.
You play with my world.
Like it's your little toy.
Like it's your little toy.
I just want you to know.
You put a gun in my hand, and you hide from my eyes, and you turn and run farther when the fast bullets fly.
That's it.
Like Judas of old.
You see, they're warmongering, killing worldwide, putting 20% roughly of the population, even higher, children on deadly antipsychotics, not just serotonin reuptake inhibitors and serotonin SSRIs and SRIs, whose inserts say make you commit mass murder, death, mayhem, psychotic outbreaks, suicide. And then I'm going, Piers Morgan, we now lead the world in suicides. Our troops are killing themselves. That was a point I wanted to make. I had so many points I wanted to make. But they don't take the troops. You never hear about the troops dying in suicide by the thousands and thousands every year, way over all the other combat deaths. You never hear about they come into press and they go, here is Paxil. You know, all these CNN sponsors. And let me tell you, folks, one of the main producers was crying and then screaming at me. Other women were hyperventilating. Men were bowing up. And at the end of it, going out, I'm like, hey, I'm an American. Stop acting tough. And I told the security guys, they're like, come on with us downstairs. And I said, I want to go out in the shopping mall exit. I don't want to go out the back door of Bloomberg's people. And the guy looked at me knowing, he's like, that's where you're going. You're going out there with them. I'm like, well, I don't want a confrontation. And we caught one of the guys on tape. I said, dude, get your camera going. They're like, you can't film in here. I go, we got to protect ourselves. And you're coming out. There's one over here and one over here. And they literally turn and start talking into their little handpieces, you know, into their sleeves. And then the guy turns and then walks into a wall and just starts walking up against a wall. And dude's like, look at that. And then there's other ones, like in a gangster movie, going, hey, that's him. And I'm like, cab. And the cab stops and we jump in. We didn't go back to our hotel. We were getting cased when we got there. They had guys in, not the bellmen, they had guys in suits that were only had eyes for us. And I said, let's get our stuff. And we went to New Jersey, got on the Our flight back there in Newark, and I mean, folks, and you know, I don't just get up here. I go to Bilderberg. I get followed by guys in black sedans. I've been arrested. You know, Jim Tucker plays it down when he got shot at, and that was in mainstream European papers when he was in Portugal. Stuck into Bohemian Grove, got questioned by the Secret Service. I mean, I've been physically attacked. I mean, I don't build this stuff up. Let me tell you, my dad calls up, and he goes, you need to get out of there. I was like, Dad, we're already packing. And my whole family, before I even left, said, we have a bad feeling, and I just want to thank you all for your prayers. Because, you know, these were not, these may have actually been mafia they sent over there. But, I mean, you know, the police detectives in New York pretty much look like mafia characters on a movie anyways. And people ask, well, how would they take you out? Well, you know, we get to our hotel. They had the streets blocked off, only to our hotel. They weren't blocked off the day we got there. There were people casing it. I mean, it was like a movie, and just amazing, just amazing. And again, you live this life. It's when you really live in the trenches. Average folks that you know are quiet and reserved, but also kind of intimidated and meek, have no idea what's really going on in the world. I mean, a lot of you may think you do, but until you really challenge these people, until the NSA or whoever it was calls up your wife and tells her what she was just talking about on the phone. And then threatens her. And until that happens to you, and I've been in a restaurant with the crew before, and I'm sitting there talking to my wife, and then she calls back crying, and it's happened. I mean, until somebody calls up and says, I'm watching your little dog in your backyard right now, until that happens to you, you don't know how real this is. And I'm not intimidated by these people. I mean, I know they're in the wrong, and I am not going to disgrace my forebears. Now, again, do I do a perfect job? No, I give myself about a 90. Give myself about a 90. But there's not a lot of armchair quarterbacking out there. After you go through the TSA and go through what I will call Bloomberg's goons, he runs that city, he's the boss. He's the Duke of New York. And we did escape from New York by the blessings of God. When we come back, I'll run through all the news, ladies and gentlemen. But I just can't help it. When I see bullies, you should have seen how arrogant he was behind the scenes. When I see people that affected behavior and everybody groveling to him, it just makes my blood boil. Meanwhile, all of CNN is a rotting fake facade.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pillow, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
I'm only human. If flesh and blood needs flesh and blood, I need you. I hope you need me. Because together we fight real tyrants. You know, when they had all these undercover cops jumping out of alleyways and going, hey, big fan, and some people were listeners, but these were cops. They knew where we were. They were obviously tracking us via cell phone. The New York PD is tied into the NSA tracking systems. Just like your wife can track you with your cell phone if she knows the number. They were doing it. And it was all, you know, just pure intimidation out of a movie. And one time, one of them was talking to us, and his jacket flapped up, and there was his gun. And they wanted me to know, see, the mafia doesn't like you having guns. They want the guns and then you disarmed. I mean, it's a very simple equation. And that's what made me mad about them. That they would have those shark detectives up and down the street in the, I don't know, 10 blocks or so we walked. That they would have people in the hotel, outside the hotel, that when these guys would shake your hand, you know, they would go, I really like you, you know what I mean? I really like you. Just out of a movie, just absolutely out of a movie. In fact, I went to see the new sniper movie that has staged mass shootings in it. No wonder they didn't want it to come out with Tom Cruise. Reacher? And, yeah, Jack Reacher.
It's a pretty good movie, actually. I'm not usually a Tom Cruise fan. I like some of his earlier stuff. And, you know, in the movie, there's the woman that's the witness. They want to get rid of her. And the guys want to say, hi, I want to be friends. Come with us. Come with us. She's like, no, I don't feel like it. He goes, do it now. And the guy's like, bam, knocks her out, you know, and smothers her. And it's like, just like that. And you're like, come on, man. And the big deal is I'm sitting there thinking, okay, if they try something, this is what I'm going to do. And I'm sitting there having to deal with detective after detective, unless they were, I mean, the two are interchangeable. This country's just in so much trouble, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, they're just used to everybody being in fear of them. And I'm sorry. I mean, I'm from Texas, folks, and the mafia never did do good down here because people would rather die than be your slaves. And I mean, that's just who I am. And so you want a war, you got one, okay? And like I said, you strike me down, you'll only make our movement that much more powerful. The consensus is in, I'd say about 95% of people think that I just told it like it was, slammed them hard, got in their face, and delivered a message that we're not going to have our guns taken. And again, I have been overworked. I worked till late at night the night before. Sunday, I flew out at 5 a.m. You know, I was up all day doing stuff, doing interviews and things over the phone, writing stories with Watson on the phone. Go there, go through all their people, deal with it. But I did the best job I could, and I'm proud of the job I did overall. And, you know, you see the deterioration of my body in the fight against liberty. That is a symbol of the vigorousness of my soul, that my soul demands, even when I dream, I think about the New World Order and how to defeat them. And so my full being is being turned over to resistance to the New World Order, because we're entering a key time here. And we are at a crossroads deciding our future. I mean, I'm reading these articles and the videos. I mean, Piers Morgan, when I got here at 10:50 and was back there getting coffee. Look at the joke. Somebody mailed us this coffee cup. It's the Central Intelligence Agency. You're watching on PrisonPlanet.tv. And thanks to whoever mailed it. I read the card. I forget the name. And there's Piers Morgan, a clip of him this morning on another show, going, I was scared. You know, this guy is dangerous. And he said a bunch of other stuff. What was the full quote? Because you guys saw it, too, and wrote it down. I mean, I can't even keep track of this. And you know, it was electrifying. It was electrifying. I mean, what, a hillbilly that won't be your slave and knows history? Somebody that won't bend over to you because you got a snot-nosed accent and look like you're anorexic in person. I mean, you're like a mannequin, a vampire. The only thing that scares me is ever being like you. Duty is like a mountain. Death is like a feather. And it's not that I'm up here bragging I'm this great person of duty. It has taken me over. It is rapture. It is relief to just totally turn yourself over to resistance to evil when I think about the innocents that are being abused worldwide by these vampires. My very being, when I was forged in my mother's womb by God, just as you were, my destiny, if I take it in my hands, is to defend the innocent, just as I once was. That is your destiny, if you'll take it up, and you will be fulfilled. Your life will have value. The moment you choose life. And so I am bona fide, I'm real, and that's all I can do. I never wanted to be your toad-like champion of liberty, but I am the best there is. And I am here to call forth others to resist tyranny, and I know you're out there. Let's go to DrudgeReport.com if you're watching on TV. Radio listeners, go there. I mean, it says it all. It's on. Alex Jones versus Piers Morgan. 1776 will commence again if you try to take our firearms. You're a hatchet man of the New World Order. Jones, I made CNN producer cry. Piers concerned that someone like him has that level of influence. Yeah. And now they've got Dershowitz on other shows, not just last night, saying, I shouldn't be able to own guns, and I'm obviously ill, because he's a little hunchbacked old man, nothing against hunchbacks, but with, you know, him, it fits the archetype, who said we should have let police or anybody torture whoever they want. I mean, you know, get in a teleporter and go back to Stalinist Russia or Nazi Germany, Dershowitz. You're a joke, because you sit there with an effect. I mean, let me tell you something, Dershowitz. When I said, hey, Dershowitz, and he looked at, saw who I was, they all panicked and ran in fear. And he said on the show, I'm scary. What, I'm scary? That I see a dangerous person that wants endless war and secret arrest and torture and NDAA on the books to disappear me and my family and CIA torture flights in the sky and the government shipping guns to Mexico and narcotics into the country, and I'm being stalked by mafia and NSA calling my house, death-threatening my family or whoever. It could be private corporations for all I know, who are able to listen to our phone. You know, the stuff I put up with, and you people, some of you out there don't understand just how real this is. What you're seeing here, folks, this, you know, I'm somebody who understands history, saw it a long way off, and put my full will against it. And it doesn't mean I'm that strong. My will is strong. My body, my intellect is weak. But I have put my full will against these people. There's spiritual rules to the universe, and I have committed at a spiritual level, and that's where your real power is. I don't, whatever, you don't, may not believe in God or not. Let me tell you something. There are more things in this world than just what's in your books. Which Shakespeare play is that? I want the full quote if you guys can pull it up. And they kind of rip it off in O'Brien's, which is an excellent film and group of books, the adaptation, Master and Commander. Because as soon as the guy commits suicide, he thinks that Jonas, the wind picks up and they're not becalmed after, you know, 6 weeks or whatever, about to all die. And he looks over to Maturin and he says, there's a lot of things in this world that aren't your books, buddy. And all I can say is that we all have to commit here, okay? I mean, I look at my fellow Americans and they have a memory of being great humans, whether you're black, white, Asian, Hispanic, I don't care. I see the greatness in your eyes. I see young men with their young wives, and I see the potential greatness and a feeling that you should be doing great things, because you should be doing great things. Our ancestors, all of them, went through hell to survive, and survival was always victory, just surviving. And you are powerful, and I see how scared you are. I see how intimidated you are, and it tears at me. And that's why I have to get in the face of the TSA when they get in my face and I see abuses. That's why I have to get in the face of Piers Morgan, because I can't help it. I don't like scammers. I don't like people that organize themselves and run hoaxes. Let me give you an example of hoaxes. It's also at DrudgeReport.com. It's also on Infowars.com. And it's also in USA Today. Look how it's formatted like a computer now. Talk about Pavlovian. And they set up these panic tents every flu season for the flu epidemic like it's a movie. You know, they do these emergency drills, and then they show you these tents, and they go, my gosh, it's a pandemic. 29 states report high flu rate activity. At least 18 children die. And again, oh, my gosh, 18 children. Don't ever go out. Folks, there are 315 million people. Most children, and I've had medical doctors on and gone over the statistics on this, that end up dying have been filled with hundreds of vaccines, already have organ failure, are amputees, have cancer, you name it. And then the cause of death from exhaustion, the old days they would just say exhaustion, malnutrition. Now they say flu, because that's the trendy thing. They tell you 35,000 die a year of flu in the United States. Real numbers are about 300. You can go pull this up. And they admit that the flu vaccine takes your immunity and actually makes you get the flu the next year. Major studies, Canadian, U.S. I mean, it's all there. They say on the insert. They admit they've never guessed the proper flu. I'm getting a little bit of a reverb. I know Jonas has changed studios. You guys hear that micro reverb? Is there a guest in here? There may be a headset on or something in here. It just drives me crazy. Sorry. I'm sitting there because I'm so exhausted. I'm this tired. I just can't have any distractions. Thank you, guys. And it's the same thing. They just hoax it and it all dovetails with the movies. And then they make, some numbers are 40-something billion a year just off flu shots worldwide. Large percentage of that's in the U.S. So just look at the numbers. In fact, they're actually higher. I want a low number from about a decade ago. And they admit on record that they've never guessed the year before what the new flu is. It's just a total hoax. And they might as well just have boogeymen run around in people's windows at night and say, I'm the flu monster. You know, take shots or I'll get you. I mean, they treat you like children. And I look at the sheepishness of people. And I see men who think because they're totally withdrawn and say nothing to anyone, that gives them manliness. And I watch people have these fake conversations with each other out in public. I'm like, don't you really want to live? Aren't you real? Don't you have any gusto? Is there anything genuine in you? And I just see the soul of humanity driven out of us. And it is a spell. I mean, it's a mindset. It's programming. You can use a modern term or an ancient term. We have to break the spell. And if you just knew what was waiting for you, it's gone now, guys. Whoever changed something, it's gone. Thank you. If you just knew that when you committed and stepped across and realized you were being lied to, that the hoax would fall. I mean, when I was at CNN, however many, you know, decade ago, however long ago it was the first time, it was glistening. When I was in other news agencies, they were glistening. They are rotting carcasses. They are a facade. Piers Morgan is a facade fired from multiple newspapers for fake stories, implicated in insider trading. His entourage arrested and on trial for phone hacking. By the way, if you really think a reporter knows how to go phone hack people, I got an Easter bunny on the moon. I'm ready to sell you. These people are government operatives. If you don't know CNN, I'm saying, hey, I know you guys are CIA. When I first got there, there were all these knowing looks. They're like proud of it, like they're agents. Oh, yeah, the agents give them stuff to get out to the public. Well, yeah, I mean, national defense. I mean, we use government satellites, at least we did in the past. It's in mainstream news. Look it up. WorldNet Daily, Washington Post. That's the CIA telling the CIA that the Pentagon. Remember Gore Vidal? Probably 5-6 years ago, he died, you know, obviously last year. Love him or hate him, the guy had a lot of courage when it came to talking about false flag terror. And he was on CNN one time. I've played the clip many years. You might be able to find it on YouTube. About 6-7 years ago, I guess now time flies, like 96. And he goes, I just want to say this is the first time I've been on CNN in years where there's not a full star, you know, general calling the shots when it's a national security show. You can find that. I mean, that got reported in the news. I mean, when you're there and you're looking at CIA people who hate you, and all they've got is like this act, like they're the tough guys, they're the bad guys. No, what you are is a sack of garbage. You work for foreign banks to bring down this country and to make people poor because wealth empowers people. And you know, all I want to say to all of you that serve evil, you really think you're going to get away from the New World Order by complying with it? You're crazy. Yeah, I'll open the phones up in the next hour, and at the bottom of the next hour, we'll have Dude pop in with his recollection of all the goons they had out there. And I want to go over all of this news. It's just that if you just tuned in, we have these clips, but I'm sure you're seeing it in the news yourself. I mean, every time they tell me it's been on all day, I just caught it once and have seen some of the video clips during the breaks online. When you turn on CNN, they're talking about the evil, dangerous Alex Jones. He's got too much power. And I've gone from I don't exist to I got too much power. Believe me, folks, I don't want the power. I've been trying to distribute it, just like other people have who are smart. You hear like WorldNet Daily or WorldNetDaily.com or DrugReport.com. You hear these, you know, or you see, what are they trying to do? They're trying to find more people that know what's going on because, folks, this is dangerous. Okay? This is not a fun crown to wear. Okay? Because the system is now scared. They've gone from being arrogant to being scared to putting on a good front. Now they realize that they thought they were going to get our guns, and it totally backfired on them, led by this radio show and this radio host and DrudgeReport.com. I just got to keep giving credit where this is happening. Other mainline talk show hosts, you know, libertarian conservative style, they're just either don't get it or they're subconsciously afraid and won't lay it out like it is, okay? So the globalists just keep inchworming, a salami slicing, where they get what they want. You've got to admit how bad it is if we have any hope. And there are a lot of you out there that know what's going on, but you look at others like they're your leader. You've got to start YouTube channels. You've got to start websites. You've got to start radio shows. You've got to get aggressive. When you see cops standing around with shaved heads, with, you know, huge arms, staring at people walking out of stores, you got to pull your car over, get up and go, "Hey, guys, what's going on?" They're like, "What do you want?" "Well, I'm just a citizen." "What do you?" And you know what? If they attack you, that's the way it is. Have video. Show it. I mean, we've got to... The system knows it's committed crimes. So it's gone and hired a bunch of people that just like to dominate, to try to intimidate us. That's what all the TSA is about, all of it. This is their revolution against us. And most police are not bad. But a lot of them, especially the ones they put in command, are. Just like the guy at Austin Airport. I was being pretty nice. I was like, "Well, hey, they don't have to wear, take their shoes off." And this guy walked over with just hate, like, "I'll brutalize you." He was like, "You go through there, I'm going to arrest you. Just like, just let me attack you." Man, you must be a pathetic person.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalists on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics, dehumanization, and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Hey there, Frank Bates here. Have you heard about the weird device that could wipe out 280 million Americans? This is really scary stuff. Defense experts warn that this odd device poses the gravest threat we've ever known. In fact, just a few weeks ago, former Speaker of the House Newt Gingrich wrote an op-ed piece for the Washington Post warning about this deadly threat. I can't believe that more people aren't talking about this. It may be because the liberals and the government are trying to cover it up. That's why my friend just created a free video at WeirdDevice.com that exposes this threat and blows the doors off the conspiracy. Go watch the shocking video at WeirdDevice.com right now to discover exactly what it is, plus discover the number one way you and your family can survive this deadly attack. I'm not sure how long this video will be online, so go to WeirdDevice.com before it's gone forever. Again, that's WeirdDevice.com.
Okay, here's Politico exclusive. Piers Morgan on Alex Jones. And he talks about how there's got to be a level of discourse that can rise above what happened last night. It was undignified and unedifying. No, taxing people until they go bankrupt is undignified and unedifying. I mean, it's just such an act where these guys act all gentlemanly while they absolutely run over the top of you. And that's part of what they do. I mean, this guy, the average American who watches CNN hardly can tie their shoelaces. or they're well-meaning, let's just be honest, women, liberal women who just think, oh, that's Piers. He really cares about the kids. And it's also calculated when you know media. And they lied to me about everything. And it's not that I didn't know that they were going to lie. It's just that on the front page of CNN, and their website is actually big. It's bigger than their TV shows. They are, you know, talking about how I'm dangerous and I don't need to have guns. But that's good because it gets them out in the open. They want our guns, like Dianne Feinstein said. And I'm sick of him. Like, we just want reasonable restrictions. They make it about a certain type of guns. Then they ban those. Then they ban the others. I know they're liars. It'd be like a used car salesman that tried to sell me a Pinto and told me that it was a brand new Aston Martin. I'd say, man, that's a rusted out Pinto that won't even start. They're like, no, it's not. It's a Rolls Royce, brand new. And they're like, oh, you're crazy. You shouldn't get mad. But see, government makes you buy it. They force a Pinto on you and then tax you for an Aston Martin and tell you that, you know, you've got a brand new 600 horsepower Corvette and what you've got is a vehicle that won't even start. I mean, I'm just done. I'm done playing games with them. And we need to shake people out of their trance. The reason this interview has exploded so big is that they know the public is in a trance and they are absolutely freaking out right now because all over the internet, people resonated with what I said. Because they're sick of the script of everyone sitting there nicely debating back and forth with a bunch of controlled talking points. In fact, I even recorded some of Walls there. I was walking around my iPhone, but they wanted to pre-script. In fact, I even have notes. They wanted to pre-script what we were going to talk about. They wanted to know everything I was going to cover. And then I'd sit there and I'd say, oh, well, this is what I plan to cover. That's what I plan to cover. And I said, and what are you going to do? You're going to have Victor's families on right before me, aren't you? I'm like, oh, no. And you say, well, I gave them the idea. No, I know how they work. Let's not put the cart before the horse here. And I knew they'd bring up 9/11. You know, look, 9/11, our government runs Al-Qaeda in Libya and Syria. I'm not saying there aren't some Muslim extremists and that there aren't real terrorists. The point is, most of the time, they're protected, they're directed, and then NORAD stands down. The official story is just not true. And that made them even madder when I went over all those points. And there is just so much news here. I mean, it's just hundreds of newspapers reporting on it. And we've got the clips coming up. Aaron Dykes is going to pop in. Then we'll open the phones up. I haven't even gotten to these clips yet, so I can actually say what I wanted to say. We'll play some of what was happened, then I'll elaborate. I'm not tired anymore now that I got here on the air. I'm a little bit dingy because of about 2 hours sleep. Again, I flew to New York yesterday, came back this morning. I'm here on the radio right now. I feel like I've been up all day because I have since like 4 a.m. Side issue, it's just, it's amazing. But I do want to hear from Lou Rockwell. I want to hear from Ron Paul. He's on with us tomorrow, right? Confirmed? Ron Paul? Yeah, okay, great. And I want to hear from everybody what they think about this, because these guys aren't just attacking the Second Amendment. They've gotten rid of the Fourth, the Fifth, the Tenth, and now they want our Second. And the people are not going to put up with it. So a ton of news also on the flu hype, video clips, and the real statistics, and my adventures with the TSA, the slave training agency.
GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the Infowars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. Infowars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at Infowars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.